Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever wish you could get more from your podcast? Well, you can with BuzzFeed Daily, hosted by me, Casey Rackham.
And me, Zach Safford. On our show, we've got more good news and more pop culture.
More memes and more celebrity tea.
More of everything that's blowing up your timeline and trending on the internet.
Every weekday evening, we're giving you more of what you need to enjoy your day. Because what's life if it isn't to be enjoyed?
Listen to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Berezzi, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a lot of football to get to on the program tonight. Tonight, it's a quiet night in the North American sports world, so it's an opportunity to get caught up with all the futures, props, MVP, odds, and everything else in between. Plus, we are at the halfway point of the National Football League season, and as Bill Parcells once said, Cam, you are what your record says you are. After 8 weeks, you are what your record says you are. So I think it's report card time. It's not too early. It sounds crazy. Normally, Cam, in the first week of November, if I said, it's not too early, Cam, to start taking a look at the Masters, buddy, you'd say, all right, yep. Let's do this. Wow, all right. It's in April, but all right. If you want to talk Masters, I'm ready to talk Masters. Well, hey, it's ready. You know, the Masters is next week, guys. It's hard to believe. But that's what the 2020 gives. It's been a crazy world this year, including not one but two Masters this year. Not in the calendar year, but we have the Masters in November next week, and then we have the traditional Masters in April again, Ken.
Can't wait, Gabe. Yeah, and things start off this week. I'll talk to you about it. The Shell Houston Open, always the tune-up to the Masters, so that should be a lot of fun. Everyone's saying, ah, it's a loser tournament. No, it's not. Shell Houston Open's a good tournament. It's fine. The tournament last week, the Bermuda Championship, now, that's a D-grade tournament, but we'll talk about this one. And, I already have some bets I put in for the Masters. And I'll tell you this, Gabe, there's a couple guys that are almost unbettable at the odds that they have right now. Like, it's hard to win a golf tournament, but Bryson DeChambeau right now on FanDuel, the guy's, I think, plus 800. Like, he's 8-1. And there was times where this guy was almost 40-1 months ago, but he's been playing so well. The question, the reason why it goes down, too, and we'll dig deep into this, it's November. So think about this, Gabe, in Augusta. It's not like April, the flowers are out, the azaleas.
We don't know. You're right. The guy's
games are different
now.
It could be frost. That's the thing. So if you're a small ball hitter hitting the ball at Augusta in November and these tee offs are early, mist, coldness, the ball could travel 10 to 15 yards less on drives. And then on approaches, it could be hard to measure things up, man. I'll tell you one thing. Advantage guys who hit it long. Yeah, and advantage accuracy. Guys who know, and advantage knowledge. Guys who have been around the block before and know the course. If you're a debutant, your first time there in Augusta, that's a problem. I will say this, Renzi. Yeah, a debutant. That's what they call it. Top debutant means your first, yeah, your first time at the Augusta. I'm bringing it today.
You golf guys. You golf guys. Yeah, you mean a rookie. You mean a rookie?
Yeah.
I like that.
Top rookie.
Yeah, I like the fans. They're not fans. They're patrons. The patrons.
Yeah, I like patrons.
The patrons. Hey. Give a big cheer, round of applause for the patrons.
Classy. A classy fan is a patron. I will say this, Morenci. I know you did well in soccer today because I can read your mind the way you read my mind. A lot of overs in the second wave of those games. A lot of overs, buddy. I think you did well.
Yeah, it was Champs League. I did go 2-0, Cam, but ironically enough, it was with unders. It was with unders.
Wow.
Yes, I hit some in-game unders today in the Champs League. You know what I did hit, Cam? And, you know, there's no such thing as free money, but Bayern Munich were up 2-1 against Salzburg. They were minus 700 in-game. And boom, Salzburg scored in the 65th minute, 2-2. Bayern Munich, the best team maybe ever, fell all the way to minus 125. I'm like, there's 22 minutes left in this game. They're going to score. Boom, five minutes later, Boateng scores. They ended up scoring three more, Ken. They went from 2-2 to 5-2. You just pissed them off, Salzburg. That's all you did. You know, you were like, all right, you guys want to score on us? All right, we're going to score three on you now. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, you might think it's a quiet night, but it's never quiet around these parts. Obviously, there's the election going on right now as we speak. But if you want election coverage, tune in to Lester Holt. We don't go to Lester Holt for Mac football picks. We don't go to Lester Holt for NFL picks, do we? So don't come to us for election coverage.
For Dateline. Yes. And I'm Lester Holt. Yes. There was a murder on the plane. I will say this, Brent.
You know,
yeah, thank God.
He's fair and balanced, Lester Holt. That's why I use him.
I agree.
On Twitter, I said, if you want election coverage, I didn't send people to CNN. I didn't send on the Fox. I said, you want election coverage, tune in to Lester Holt. Tonight.
Couldn't agree more.
If you want NFL and Mac coverage, you're tuning in to Game Time Decisions tonight.
Excellent point you're bringing up. And I will say this about Lester Holt, too. A great host. Like, they've tried a lot of people in that role just to introduce the murders. Lester Holt is smooth. He always hits his spots. Like, you know, he's just one of those guys, Gabe. I love him, too. I'm a big fan of Lester Holt. But I will say this. I'm also a big fan of Bayern Munich and these soccer games, Gabe. Hit a nice parlay today. And you brought up a great point, and I want to talk to the listeners about this. I was in a situation where I'm going to lose a bet, Gabe. I have Atletico in a parlay, and they're playing Lokomotiv Moscow, and it's 1-1 the whole game. So I go to the end game. It's plus 205. I'm like, these guys, they're not even really getting great, like, superior chances, right? So you could hedge out of these bets, and then boom. Next thing you know, you're making money at plus 205. That's the thing, man. Soccer betting is awesome compared to other sports because, hey, other than Lokomotiv Moscow winning the game, if it's a draw, who cares about the parlay? You hit the 1-1 draw.
I got to tell you, Cam, I'm very impressed. This went from a couple of MLS picks to you're betting on Lokomotiv Moscow games, and you're breaking down Champs League, Europa games later in the week. But yeah, it's funny. Soccer has been good to us. We went 2-0 with the MLS picks on Sunday night, and today we hit the Bayern Munich in game at minus 125. We hit a little Man City and Olympiacos under, parlayed with FC Porto, Portugal, under the number as well. So a nice, smooth 2-0 on the soccer pitch tonight. And although there's nothing going on in North America, there is the Korean Baseball League, the playoffs. We're breaking it down. Donnie Whiteside, Andrew McManus, Game Time Decisions. Let's do it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. There's an excitement in the air tonight. There's an anticipation as people around the world are all counting down. They can't wait to see what the result is tonight. And, of course, I'm talking about the Korean baseball playoffs. As the KBO baseball playoffs have begun, high drama in Korea. Andrew McInnes is going to step up and in a little bit later on. We'll get into the KBO. But as I stated earlier, Donnie, if you want election coverage, tune in to Lester Holt. If you want NFL coverage, tune in to Game Time Decisions right now. How you doing, Donnie?
Now, doing real good. Good to be back on the show on Tuesdays. And yes, you are correct. I don't have any models here that are going to tell you who the winner of Maricopa County is tonight. So sorry, I do apologize in advance.
Donnie.
I tell you one thing, though, guys. You know, there's pressure on the candidates tonight. Everybody's feeling anxiety. But you know who the most pressure is on? Nate Silver. This guy,
this guy
has made millions of dollars in his career, Donnie, supposedly predicting things. He was wrong in the last election. You can't predict things except the only things that matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you made a career like out of being a predictor. You got the last election wrong. Like, he better be right tonight. He's saying 91% too. So Nate Silver's on the clock.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
State 91%. That's bold.
Most companies go out of business, right? Like your only job in 2000, even if you said it's going to be a close election and you picked the wrong side, but when you come out and like shut it down a couple of days ahead of time and go down, I'm still surprised he's able to earn business. So good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, a lot of pressure. I figured all the handicappers out there could relate. They're on a bad run. They need to get the Super Bowl right, Cam. It's one of those
That's
deals.
Right.
Over at Cam's corner kicks. You better get that in your championship game right over at Cam's corner kicks.
Damn right. And now we're calling ourselves soccer and aficionados. Yeah. We have to be good, Morency. I know. That's the thing. People are expecting it.
Yeah. Absolutely killing it on the pitch. Yes. All right, let's get down to business. Giants lose a close one last night. Competitive. There's no moral victories in sports, but hey, they keep covering the number at home for the most part. They have been in every football game except the San Francisco game. Yet last night was a classic microcosm of Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones's career. He could be Danny Dimes or he could be Dollar Store Danny. There doesn't seem to be any in between with this guy. I'll throw it to you first, Donnie, and then Cam. And, of course, Donnie's a Philadelphia Eagle guy. So you're an NFC East guy. So, you know, you've watched all these quarterbacks. Let's talk about the quarterbacks in this division right now. As an outsider, Donnie, what are your thoughts on Daniel Jones with the Giants? Is it a bust? Are you declaring him a bust already? Jury still out? Should they look at a quarterback in the offseason, or do you give him another year?
Here's the issue that you're going to come up with, because it was Dave Gettleman's draft pick, but it's not Joe Judge's quarterback. And we all know in the NFL, you sort of get that. Let me see what I can make out of Daniel Jones from a Joe Judge perspective. But if it's not your guy, you know, after 1 year and you certainly move on. I think he could be a serviceable quarterback in the NFL. But if you're going to have one of these seasons again, Gabe, where you're going to win one or two games, you're going to be up top and able to draft a really good quarterback prospect. I would not be surprised if the Giants, again, end up with three or four wins. Joe Judge is going to force Dave Gettleman's hand to get him the quarterback that he wants to be the Giants franchise quarterback over the next couple years.
Cam, what's your take on Jones's future with the Giants? Do you like him? Are you losing patience with him? Where do you stand with him?
Here's the deal. I think people remember when quarterbacks used to come out, you know, they'd wait under the wings and you know, you'd have a couple years to develop. I know it's a different world we're living in, but the guy hasn't played a damn season yet. There is a major problem, though. The guy has to learn how to – what? How many?
He's played 20 games. 20 games.
20 games. Okay, 20 games. A season and change. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
He has to stop throwing the ball You know, when there's a problem, throw it away. Garrett talked to about that. But you're seeing some of the throws that he can make and the athleticism. I would not quit on Daniel Jones right now. I have a little more patience. You could see the potential. Gabe, him and Slayton have a great relationship as well, and he can make great throws. I know Golden Tate made that beautiful acrobatic catch, but Danny Dimes, when he's on. The thing is, it's just, I don't know if it's in his head when he gets rattled just to put it up and, oh, somebody will catch it, probably the other team. Just throw the damn ball away. If he limits the turnovers, I think you'll be good. I don't say get rid of him yet.
There is an upside with him. You see the plays that he can make. You see the drives that he can lead you on. But once again, I'll reiterate, too, it's amazing. We always hear about these guys that supposedly are so smart, Donnie, because they go to they go to these schools, right? Stanford, Duke. Yeah, well, he went to Duke, but he makes a lot of bad decisions. Ryan Fitzpatrick, an Ivy Leaguer, you know, has thrown more interceptions than anyone almost. And, you know, and I don't just play interceptions, but bad interceptions at bad times. I like Daniel Jones, yet he's got to start making better decisions. It just has to happen because physically he has the tools. The decision process has to get better. I can understand both things. I give him another year, guys. I give him another year. Next year, if it's the same mistake, we have to, we got to move on here. It is what it is. Right? That's where I feel. But if you want to be more negative about this, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I'll throw it out there. Only one quarterback in NFL history has turned the ball over more in his first 20 games in the NFL than Danny Dimes. Cam, want to take a dart?
Can you give me a time frame? Just not even that. Just like, come
he's
on.
He's got a real bad reputation. He's bad. He's gone to jail for breaking into people's houses and
taking
their pills.
Ryan Leaf, Washington
State.
There
you go. Good one.
Yes. Gave it away. Hey, we should have a game show.
Gave it away.
Yes. Tick, 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 tick.
That was a great clue. Play against Donnie and Big Man. He got arrested for breaking it. Ryan Leaf.
Yep.
Right?
Ryan
Leaf. I like this.
Yeah. I like that too, Marazzi. If you said opioids, I would have got Ryan Leaf. There's a couple things I was sitting there with.
He didn't even need the time frame, Cam. That's impressive.
Hey, no problem, Donnie. I know Pac-12 football.
Donnie's thinking, what the hell? Last week he's asking me baseball trivia. Tonight he's throwing football at me. I come on.
I like
picks.
Trivia. It's fun.
No, I just bring it up, guys. Through 20 football games, Ryan Leaf set an NFL record. He turned the football over 40 times.
Oh, my
Danny
God.
Danny Dimes is at 34.
Ooh. Yeah. Think
about that.
Those numbers are gross. Yeah.
Daniel Jones has turned the ball over in 19 straight football games.
That's why he was
minus 200. Two bad ones last night, too.
Me and Gabe, Donnie, we were talking last night. It's like, Daniel Jones for a turnover, minus 210. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of juice. But if it's a lock, it's a lock, right?
It certainly is.
Oh, excuse me. 41 for Ryan Leaf. 41.
Oh.
Don't forget those. Yes, there you go.
For 41. 1998 to 2000. 1998 to 2000. Daniel Jones, 34 turnovers in his first 20 games. And most since Ryan Leaf, 41 in his first 20 games. You know, absolute disaster. But there's a lot of upside here. All right, so what about your guy? We can pick on the Giants, Donnie. What about your guy, Carson Wentz, who quite frankly didn't play much better than Ben DiNucci? Ben DiNucci didn't throw two picks. Like, you want to talk about unforced errors? Like, Carson, what was the pick in the end zone, bro? He rolls out. Yeah. There was no need to, like, unforced air.
It was on first down, too. It was on first down, which was even worse. Yeah.
On first down. You know what I mean? Like, the other one, unforced errors, not under pressure, not in a necessity. I need this play. Just careless, reckless football, Donnie.
True. No, some of it doesn't make that much sense because when you're in the fifth-year quarterback, you shouldn't be – it's one thing to have a bad interception. They all get that. Aaron Rodgers gets pick sixes. But the one that really inflamed me was the first drive of the game with about 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. He rolls out of the pocket to the left side, Gabe, and there were no wide receivers on the left side of the field. So all you do is throw it away. He holds the ball up in the air, gets sacked, and loses the football. It was hard to explain because sometimes guys like to make plays, but there was no play to even be made other than just throw the ball out of bounds. It was amazing. He's still making those decisions.
And you're in a weird spot. So you've got Carson Wentz. You draft Jalen Hurts, who's really not good enough to replace Carson Wentz.
Terrible.
Quarterback situation's kind of, you know, from from what Carson Wentz was, and remember the chance of MVP, and we've got our guy for in the next decade to come. There's got to be question marks, Kevin, about Carson Wentz moving forward.
Oh, there definitely is. And take a look at the Eagles' lore. Foles is the hero in the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz got hurt. McCown came back and grinded against Seattle and lost. He looks at Foles and goes, oh, my God, this guy won a Super Bowl, and I can't do anything with this team. He's always hurt, Marenzi. It's a problem. I think it's in his head.
All right, we'll get into some NFL futures. We're halfway through the National Football League season. Game time decisions continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're doing this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Arenzi. We're kicking it with a Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, and of course, Donnie Wrightside throwing it down with us as he does every Tuesday. And as I was stating earlier, we got to send you the clip, Donnie. We've got a very, very dramatic commercial that plays. You're going to like it. It's like Super Bowl music. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, even the first time I heard it, it's like, dun, 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 dun. And his voice comes on. Do you want to make money? Tune in to Game Time Decisions. Gabriel Morenci, Cam Stewart, top insiders and handicappers, such as Donnie Wrightside.
Ooh, getting the tingle.
Yeah, exactly. You like that. Tingle. Just to say, we love you over here at Sports Grid. Donnie, you said, we're showing you some love. We appreciate your time.
There you go.
We appreciate your time. All right. So we're talking NFL football right now. Just talking about the quarterback situation. Just for the record, so the Giants get Washington, and Washington could have beat them. But they went for the win. They didn't get it. They went for two. Washington lay three here. Pittsburgh Steelers 7-0 right now. They get the Dallas Cowboys this week. That's what's going on in the NFC East division. Cam, I'll ask you right now. Any interest in the Pittsburgh Steelers running the table, buddy? At plus 1200, 12-1.
Not a chance. It sounds very tempting. It's like, it's just, I know, like, I look at the number and I get excited. I get tingly, like Donnie does.
They're only at seven.
But that's the thing. Like, I get tingly, but we got a long season to go. You don't think anybody's going to beat these guys? I would like to make a prediction that they're probably going to lose at least two games, Gabe. It sounds beautiful. I love 12-1. We all want to stack our freezer with quality meats and throw a party and buy the best liquors. But you know what? I'm not getting suckered in at that fantastic price. I'm saying no. But the value, it's a nice number.
Not an activation. Tough. So Donnie, 12. I'm not buying into it either. 12-12. I don't think the Steelers are going undefeated. They will be 8-0. They're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. But I'll ask you, Donnie, what's your take on the Steelers? Are you buying in? Are they legitimate Super Bowl contenders, despite the fact they're 7-0? Are you fully bought into this team?
Well, I think they're going to be an AFC contender for sure, because I do think they're better overall than the Baltimore Ravens. And you just saw it on Sunday. Even though the Ravens were able to go up and down the field, you still don't trust Lamar Jackson. When it's time to win a football game, you trust Ben Roethlisberger a lot more. But those Kansas City Chiefs are still sitting out there. But back to the point that you guys were talking about running the table, I don't think that's going to be possible. But also, it's a different era now, because usually we're just worried about guys, injuries coming up. COVID-19 is running rampant. Who's to say Ben Roethlisberger doesn't get it, or another couple key contributors on their team that might shut it down? So that makes it extra hard to run the table, even though I don't think they would do it anyway.
How about this one, Cam? Can I put you in a New York Jetmobile? Will any team go winless? Plus 290. It's not enough. You're getting plus 290 that they lose every game.
They're not going to lose every game. The Jets will beat somebody. Here's the thing, too, about these props. They all sound dandy and fun, but say the Jets have a team that's you know, already clinched things at the end of the year, and they sit everybody, and they decide to win the final game of the season. Hey, we don't want to be that loser team that hasn't won a game. It's always something that is in effect, and I need a bigger damn number than plus 290 to throw it down with the Jets. Hell, I think I'm the only person who thinks the Jets can play with the Patriots this week.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you think the Jets are going to win at least one game, it's minus 400. You can bet that. That's the other side of it.
That's parlay material.
0-16, minus 400 that the Jets said the team wins at least one game. All right, I want to get into the futures a little bit here. I'm not the most patient guy. Neither is Cam when it comes to futures. But as we get older, Donnie, I try to show some patience. Down. You know what I'm saying?
I want my money now. I want
I'm like JD Wentworth. Where's my money? My money, and I want it now.
What's the settlement? Fire it off the check. I'm with you.
Yeah. I've always wanted to punch that guy. You know the guy at the end of that commercial, Cam? He's on his bicycle and he rides up on the stage. Here's your money, mister. And he's like trying to pretend he's like a guy in the 40s or 50s. Like guys are riding around bicycles handing you a bag of money. I'm sure you'd like that.
Yeah, and they took 50% off the top too. Yeah.
Exactly. And in the other one, he goes from like riding a bike to a bus driver, like he's a man of the people. It's a real mixed message.
Everybody's happy.
You know, Donnie, the last time Cam was on a street corner with a guy on a bike and a bag of money, he was meeting a Russian bookie.
Meet me at Lakeshore. And the guy had true story. The guy had a prosthetic leg.
Paying in rubles. Like,
holy jeez. You can't. Where am I? Hey, you want rubles? I'm not your guy.
Fortunately, everything is legal now. Although I just want to say about this election, can you imagine the action? You know, the international markets are talking about it's the biggest event in the history of the world. Like, it's beating the World Cup, guys.
It's
the
amazing.
World Cup.
That's crazy.
A lot of people bet on the World Cup. Like $5 million bet came in this morning. $500,000 bets are casual right now internationally. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Like, there's literally billions of dollars being left on the table. Amazing. Something that that the American sports books are definitely trying to get regulated moving forward. They apply for this stuff, right? They apply. Mm-hmm. It's up to the gaming commissions to whether give approval or not. For this stuff. I just want to throw that out there. All right. So listen, and like I said, now that we're at the halfway point of the season, though, and especially this year, guys, with the COVID, it was tough to play futures, right? And we're seeing in college football right now. I don't know, how are Wisconsin going to play all these games, guys? Wisconsin season's falling apart. If you got Badger futures, win total, stuff like that. I don't think it's premature now to start talking about NFL futures. You know, cold weather's here. We're into November. We're halfway through the season. The value's not always going to be there. These big numbers aren't going to be there with these teams, as the weeks pass by. So let's start off. We'll sort of go team by team here. I'll throw it to you first, Donnie. Kansas City Chiefs, they're plus 350. I actually think there's value with this. I don't think – is anyone better than Kansas City? We're due for a repeat champion. I hate to be, Connie Chalk here, but Kansas City are the team to beat, in my opinion. Agree or disagree?
I completely agree. And the reason being behind that game is not even so much their offense. They did lose that game big to the Las Vegas Raiders. But outside of that, their defense hadn't given up 20 points all season or more than 20 points. And their last three games, Gabe, under 17 points. If the defense is going to play that well, matched up with that offense and the game plans by Andy Reid, I think you're right. 350 looks good.
Cam, in a playoff game, bro, in a Super Bowl, when it's 3rd and 6, Mahomes is tough to stop, man. He's tough to beat in a playoff game. Cam talked about defense. Donnie talked about the defense, Cam, and in the playoffs, you know that they're going to make plays. You know Mahomes is going to make plays. You know Kelsey's going to make plays. You know Hill's going to make plays. Hardman's coming on right now. Yeah. Dangerous team. I'm not saying officially Super Bowl champions. I think they are. But let's just say, I think they're legitimate contenders and can win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and I agree, too. You look at the list, man. I think a lot of those teams under Kansas City still have flaws. Right? Like, you know, the Seahawks at 8-1. Sure, they pick up Dunlap, but their secondary is still ravaged. Like, I look at Kansas City and I learned the hard way. You know, I went down to Vegas, Gabe, for that Super Bowl, and I was all in on San Francisco. It looked great for, you know, 52 minutes, 53 minutes of that game. And then not only did they screw the pick, the teaser got mashed too. And then I had to play blackjack like 16 hours a day to try to get my money back and grind it. And I actually did win. It was the hardest working business trip ever. But I like the Chiefs at plus 350 as well. I look at the Steelers. I don't think they're not even close to the Chiefs. You could look at other teams, the Ravens. They don't win big games. I'm going to be with you.
Well, we're going
to
go through.
And then even if you want to hedge on the Super Bowl, you're ready to rock.
Well, we're going through each team, Cam. That's it. It's like the
end the segment.
He has a hard time comprehending that, Donnie.
Taking a look at the list, saying, it's good.
Yeah. Exactly. But so the next choice, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not the Buffalo Bills, Cam. Not the Colts at 24-1, but the Steelers.
I know.
So the Steelers are plus 600. You know, they're the second choice to win the Super Bowl right now. I don't know if they're the second best team in the league. In my opinion, you got Pittsburgh at 6-1. You got Tampa at 7-1. You got Seattle at 8-1. Out of these teams, I think Seattle are better than Tampa. I predicted before the year started, guys, with Tampa. Before the year started, I said, this is going to be just like Joe Montana in Kansas City. If you guys remember when Joe Montana went to the Kansas City Chiefs, he was successful. He didn't win a Super Bowl, though. They got to the AFC Conference Championship game. And when people ask me, how do I think the Bucs are going to do? I said, you know, I can see them getting deep in the playoffs and then sort of losing. The Super Bowl, Donnie, of course, is in Tampa. They're winning football games. They are a dangerous team. I just don't view them as like the best team in the NFC, although they're dangerous in my opinion.
You know what's interesting about this too, when you look at it, because I love Russell Wilson in Seattle. They're doing amazing things. And the fact that Russell Wilson now doesn't have a, we used to complain about just he doesn't have an offensive line. He doesn't have a defense and they're still winning games. I would actually like Seattle a lot more, Gabe, if we were in a non-COVID era and they could pack it, because they look like they're going to be the front runner to get home field advantage out there in the NFC West and host all their games up in Seattle, which would have been a massive win for them overall. But now you're going to have no fans probably in the stands. That gives an edge for me for Tampa Bay. I think their defense obviously is markedly better than Seattle, but I do want to see this offense here for Tampa Bay. Now they're going to get Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin back. It'll be interesting, but I would like Seattle a lot more if they were able to pack the stands up in Seattle.
All right, here's your chance, Cam. Here's your chance, buddy. The value pick. So we're getting lower in the board of the screen. You're free to scroll down a bit here. Tampa are dangerous. I think Seattle are better. In my own personal opinion, I think Seattle are the best team. I'll take Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson's going to get to the Super Bowl. Green Bay, I like, but yeah, I don't know. With Aaron Jones back, it could be different, but the inconsistency factor is a problem. Seattle doesn't get a pass rush. I get it. I'm not buying into Baltimore. I talked with Paul Bovey last night, Cam. To me, I think KC are the pick at plus 350. I think the NFC team is the Seahawks at plus 800. And I think the New Orleans Saints at plus 1300 are very dangerous, Cam.
Yeah, I don't know. The Saints, are they ever going to win that big playoff game? At that number, though, we don't have to lay it like it was before. It is a little bit of value with that number. But I think Seattle, the defense, eventually they're going to get Adams back. He's been hurt, and that'll be huge for them. And Dunlap will be a great addition. I'm with you. I think the Seahawks can go all the way this year and play Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
All right, we'll have more NFL. We're going to get into some college football as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continue. Yeah. God, like I swear, like we need a live video feed of Cam Stewart in between commercial breaks, man. Like that's what we need. So just for the record, Cam's not happy that I called him out already. He's all right.
Well, you do it all the time.
It's just sort of like the first fastball of the game, right? Like
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize. I thought we were just saying, I like this team, I like this team, and this team there. But yeah, we should have individually gone through it. And I will admit, I did ask Joe Lisi about the Pac-12 when we were talking about the Big Ten. I think the Pac-12 is back this weekend, baby. We're going to rock. Yes,
but you asked about it 3 weeks ago.
It was 1 week. It was 1 week.
No. It was before the Big Ten started, and we're into week three of the Big Ten now, buddy. I remember all.
Okay, I'll ask the guys in the chat, because I know the Big Ten already. Anyway, we'll move forward. It wasn't three weeks. Okay.
It was. Yeah. There's 2.5 weeks. 2.5. Okay. But so Cam was a little agitated, but in a good-hearted manner. And then, like, the backbreaker came during the break when he was told that he has to start adjusting his screen. What do you mean I got to adjust my screen? I'm out of room here. I'm right against the back of the wall.
I also got a text message saying I won a prize, and I don't know if it's like true or not, but
don't claim that. No, you didn't win a prize.
No, but it's not one of those.
You didn't win.
And no, Dave, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. It's not like Publishers Clearing House or one of these. It's somebody I know. I get entered in a draw when you like get things, and I think my ticket won. So I get like a $200 gift pack. But anyway, we'll talk about it after the show. People want to talk football.
All right. Let's keep rolling.
I like that. Sorry.
It's too good. All right. Cam, you sort of got the short end of the stick. I remember. You see, I'm not leaving you out here. We're going to go back to you here. Super Bowl value picks. You weren't buying into the Saints at 13-1. What about your Colts in the 24? The Bills?
Yeah,
the Bills aren't making the Super Bowl. The Bills can win a playoff game or two, but winning the Super Bowl, as you stated, crazy things can happen. Guys get COVID. Injuries happen. You never really know moving forward. Look at the Green Bay Packers now, guys. They're really out of running backs. Aaron Jones is hurt. A.J. Yep. Dillon's got coronavirus. Jamal Williams was hanging out with A.J. Dillon. And the fourth string guy hangs out with them all, and he's been exposed to it.
Exactly.
So whatever. You never know really what's going to happen. But what are you looking at? If you're going to bet a Super Bowl value pick right now, Cam, who are you taking?
You know what, Gabe? I'd probably take the Indianapolis Colts, but it's a biased pick. Like, I already have futures on these guys, and Phillip Rivers, I just don't know. Like, but I look at this team, I'm like, their defense is really, really good, and they've been doing it without key starters that have been hurt. They're a very dangerous club. But the thing is, can Rivers like have a game where he doesn't make a big turnover? He can't really get it down the field anymore with that sidearm motion. And as for the Bills, Gabe, I don't know. Like, there's certain things I would like them, but I don't know what the hell happened to their defense. We've talked about this. They used to be, when going into the season, like I draft them in fantasy drafts. Like, I don't understand how Cam Newton in New England like ran on these guys. It's like, what are you doing, Buffalo? So no, they're out. I can't really see it. I like your Saints pick in the NFC. I agree. They have the tools, but I would say Colts. If you're looking for a little bit of a longer price, that's where I'd go.
Donnie Longshot.
Yeah, I agree with Cam on this one. Two deep long shots here in the AFC. If you're going to go with the Colts, I still think the team that has the moxie to get through, and they showed last year they can get to an AFC championship game. The Tennessee Titans here right now on FanDuel, 28-1. If they get it together and get healthy, they might be able to take a run.
You can't discount them. One thing I'll say, with the Chiefs are dangerous, but they're not unbeatable. Mm-hmm. This year it seems kind of wide open. To me, you could take the Seahawks, the Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Saints, put them in a hat, shake them up, and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, any one of these guys could beat any one of them on any given Sunday. It sounds cliche, but it's true. It really is. Like, the playoffs are going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of good teams in the NFL, and there's a lot of really bad teams. So once the playoffs are here, it's going to be cool, because I can't take watching any more of this NFC East football, I'll tell you that. All right, so I asked guys on Twitter. I said, name a game or two. We'll get to them. Can't get to them all, but first guy up, actually, was I like your style, buddy. I forget his name. We got a million tweets today, but Ball State at Miami of Ohio. Oh, yeah, we're getting the party started, and I'm ready to go. I'm right. I studied that, Cam. I'm ready to go back to school here, and I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Ball State are on the cusp of breaking out. They've got a good offense. Thing with Ball State, guys, 17 returning starters. Their offense is back. Ball State are somewhat of a trendy team. But with all that being stated, the price is pretty short, and Gabbard's brother is the quarterback at Miami, and the kid's pretty good, actually. I don't know how many years of eligibility. Is it just me, Donnie, or like, is it 8 years of eligibility in college now? It's a lot of quarterbacks, seemingly,
especially specifically in the MAC. Yeah, 30-year quarterbacks in the MAC seem like they're going now, and nobody's going to get penalized for COVID. So I can't wait the next 2 years in the MAC. You were going to have 27-year-old quarterbacks.
Man, I'm choking here. I want to remember the kid's name without looking it up. Can you know it, Cam? Blaine Gabbard's brother. Blaine Gabbard's brother.
That's cheap. Brett Gabbard.
Brett.
I was going to, it's like a B. It's like Rippin, you know? Brett Rippin, Ryan Rippin. Yeah, Brett. Brett. Yeah, I know.
Dude, it's a short price here, Donnie. I don't want to put you on the spot. Some action game, but, asked us about it. I Ball State's too trendy here. Give me Miami of Ohio on their home field, guys. We're talking about the defending
MAC
champions.
That's what I'm talking about. I agree, man.
No, I would agree with it as well. And also, it's kind of interesting. I mean, the MAC just parachutes in on a Wednesday night post-election with a, you know, six-game card out here. It's wild that they're
smart.
Usually we're used to seeing them. Yeah, it's crazy. It's good for them.
I love it.
They
think about it, man. That's a smart
move,
Gabe.
I hope they play next Tuesday.
They will. The election.
I think they're all the rest of the way, right? Yeah, I think they will.
The election's tonight, but good on the MAC. They're coming out and say, you know, after the election, boom, you're going to love football. And Gabe, two of those games are at like right when we start game time decisions. Early kickoffs. We got the six Eastern, three
big
Pacific.
Show tomorrow. Mac show tomorrow night on the program. Wednesday's always busy. All right, Donnie, your Miami Hurricanes looking good, 5-1, only loss against the Clemson Tigers. They like where they're at right now. De'Ara King, 11 touchdown passes on the year, brings a swagger and a level of confidence with his football team. NC State aren't bad, though. NC State aren't bad. What do you make of this? The number feels a little high when I initially look at it. You're a Canes fan, so I'll ask you first, Donnie. What's your take on this game?
Yeah, 9.5 now moves up over to that 11, 10.5. It does seem a little bit, you know, as a steep number, because I do think NC State is a decent football team. But keep in mind, Brevin Jordan's going to be back, the All-American tight end for the Miami Hurricanes. That's that added boost here. And outside of the Clemson game, this offense really rolls. So I'm going to look forward to taking the Miami Hurricanes in this game. I think they can win this game on the road by 2 touchdowns.
Cam, feels like there should be some points in this game as well. What's your take, Cam, on Miami and North Carolina State? Total 59.5.
I agree. Like in the old days, you'd say, wow, Miami and NC State, like a 17-14 grind them out game with a lot of defense. But both of these teams have changed. I think Miami can score on NC State, and NC State, conversely, they could put some points on the board as well. 58.5. I think that's a gettable number. Gabe, I don't like to go against home dogs at a double digit price like that. I think Miami can win the game. I'm not sure if they're going to win by 11. I like the over, and I'd lean to NC State, but we'll see. Do more investigation needed.
You know what's really cool, guys? That game is Friday night. We got some night. You know, I remember Friday nights in the old days used to be the Joe Tessitore, Rod Gilmore special, Donnie. Remember the San Jose State game?
Utah State, correct.
That was the Friday night.
Yes.
Now the bigger conferences step up on Friday nights. You know, Nevada's a fun football team this year. They're going to tattoo Utah State, guys. Lay the points with the Wolfpack there. But Friday night, guys, massive game. National playoff implications. This is a strange year. You never know who's going to get in. Weird things can happen. Although, BYU's probably going to fall just short. I think if the non-power schools, I would say Cincinnati have the best chance of getting in. But BYU are right there, guys. They're ranked 9th right now. This is the big game for them going on the road. For everyone tuning in right now, listening, watching, if you haven't seen Zach Wilson play, you're missing out, right? This kid's a stud, and they're talking about him being a top 10 pick in the NFL draft this year. It's rare for a BYU quarterback, but he's that good. And Donnie, I'm sure you know the history, but he actually committed to go to Boise State, and he reneged, and he decided to go to BYU. So it comes full circle. Game of the kid's life. People talk about the NFL. He's going to be judged big time. Every NFL scout and general manager in the league's watching this game Friday night, guys.
Yeah, unbeaten Boise. I mean, unbeaten BYU in this one. -1 opens up, and now we're sitting at -3s across the board. Has the feel for me is, yes, a showcase game. Usually we get that colder weather in November, but you're still going to be around that 50 degrees, light winds. I see that over-under open up at 57.5, game now moves up to 60, and I agree with that. Two good quarterbacks, two good offenses. I think we go back and forth in this one. I think they can get that 60 number here.
Cam, I think BYU are going to go in there and win this football game. Remember, BYU beat them last year, actually, in Provo. They beat them last year. I know it's a revenge spot. I think they beat them again, buddy. What do you think about the BYU game? I'm not getting in front of this Cougar team.
BYU's been good to us, except for when we had the Cougars. Remember in Cougars versus Cougars, and we were on Houston Cougars?
No, that was a bad,
that was a bad Cougar. Yeah, we were on the. We should have petted the BYU Cougar. We got burned. Wrong I will Cougar. Say this. Wrong Cougar, baby. Yeah, BYU can go in there and get it done. I don't think they're afraid. And remember, BYU, we talk about it, men. Just a lot of big, mean guys. Hey, these guys are going on their missions and missionaries. They come back. Do you think they're afraid of the blue turf of Boise State? God, they've seen way scarier stuff. I agree with you. Right now, I have a lean to BYU. Total 59.5. I'll ride your wave, Donnie. I don't really have an opinion.
Let's go.
But it should be back and forth. Will you like the over? Keep the party started. Let's party.
Let's go.
Over. A game, guys. A game that is interesting here. And, you know, the theme of the week, so it seems a lot with people, football fans, has been, I can't defend this guy anymore. Like, across the board. Like, it's that, you know, everyone's at that point. Carson Wentz can't defend him anymore. I got Giant fans tweeting me last night. Mingo loves the Giants. I've defended this kid. I'm done with him. I can't take it anymore. I said the same thing over the weekend about my guy Harbaugh. I can't take this anymore. Like, it's just... You know, the timeouts, Donnie, you want to talk about mismanagement, bro. I don't know if you saw, like, it was like a coaching 101 of what not to do at the end of a football game. Like I said, I hope you enjoy your two timeouts with breakfast, Coach Harbaugh, on Sunday morning, because you still have them, bro. And we could have stopped the damn clock. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. Then we find out Milton's talking about, he didn't even know who the kid was that sacked him like 11 times. They didn't prepare for him. Gattis comes out and says it's on the coaching staff. We weren't prepared. Well, I don't know what the hell is going on. They open up as 3.5-point favorites at Indiana, guys. Indiana 2-0. They beat Penn State. And I'm more impressed with their win against Rutgers. They went in there and smashed Rutgers. And now they go home. They're getting 3.5. It finally moved 2.5. What do you think, Donnie, in this Michigan-Indiana game? Is this a game where Michigan sort of counterpunch, though? Everyone goes against them, and they show up. It almost has that feeling, doesn't it?
It happens.
It's definitely counterpunch time. You even take a look at that Michigan State game where I don't know what Michigan was. You should eviscerate that football team. But when you have that bounce back effort, Indiana and Rutgers, we thought Rutgers would have a nice effort against Indiana. They look good. But I think it's referendum time on Jim Harbaugh. I think you get one last really good punch out of Michigan. Even though they played so poorly last week, Gabe, I'm still in the opinion. I'm going to take the -3 on the road and figure they'll get it right. They're more physical than Indiana. No way they should lose this football game. And again, referendum time. You got to win this in your Jim Harbaugh, or they might just run you right out of town.
It's amazing. Michigan keep losing, Cam. People keep betting them, including me.
I know.
Including me. Thanks, Donnie.
Yeah. Give me the help.
Later, Donnie.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morenci. Of course, it's election night tonight, so the sports world has been shut down in North America for the most part. Actually, it has been. But there is action tonight. There is action, and we're going to put Cam's quarter kicks. Cam fancies himself quite the soccer expert right now. We're going to see what he has to say about the Copa Sudamerica. Copa Sudamerica, Cam. You ready for some Deportivo's Tolima action?
I got, I'm looking at the live games here. I got a pick for you. Mexico Ascenso, that's this game's at the half already, so in-game live action. Here's the deal, Gabe.
Sorry, my headphones here. Yeah, I'm really having a lot of fun. I almost went through my wall. I got this. Ty, let's talk Ty in this game. You got the home team plus 260. You got the way plus 270. It's minus 120 in a tie. Okay, give me the tie. It's nil-nil at the half right now. Why don't we get a tie in Tapicio Celaya in the Mexican Ascenso League? Why don't we get a tie?
I'm looking at taking this Tolima team, actually, Cam. Colombian soccer team. They're in the minus 150 range. I think they could be worth a look here tonight. We'll find a couple of spots. So, yeah, we got a Colombian team taking on a Chilean team here in the Copa Sudamerica. It's the second division. They're in second place in the Chilean Premier Division, this team. You know, it's big-time soccer, Cam. These tournaments are big-time around the world. So, you know, like I said, it's always happy hour somewhere, buddy. There's always action somewhere.
And yeah, we right found it. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the animals tonight. I'm gonna probably stay away from the humans and bet some animals tonight, I'm thinking. Yeah, I am gonna bet the ponies. Yeah.
You have any action right now coming up?
I can go for one more race. Indiana Grand has their final race, so I'm gonna take a look right now. Actually, I do like the one horse, the Black Ace. He's right, plus 150 to win this race. Yeah. Yeah. You got it, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.